Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm reading today from The Greater Reset and the Men Who Saw It. We've been looking at the kingdoms of men and how screwed up they can be. I'm telling you, it's going to be awful for a short time. But then the kingdom of God comes, what we call the millennium, and all the things that happen after that. The Bible is very, very clear about what those years will be like, that 1,000-year period. I'm just going to read to you, with almost no comment, the words of the men of God. We're going to visit Deuteronomy, the Psalms, and the prophets. There's so much in the Psalms that I only share a line from several of the most obvious references. It's just too much. Then the prophets. Isaiah will be first, and he'll say the most. I'll add comments as needed, but there'll be few. But as we begin with the great prophet Moses, his last days were spent in giving severe warnings to the Israelites. There are curses and dreary predictions. Even a song that he composes tells of the sorry disobedience of the children of Israel that he's guided through the wilderness. But at the very end of his last prophecy, a tribe-by-tribe telling of future status, the Spirit of God causes Moses to look to the very end of the real Israel and say this: the eternal God is a dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he drove out the enemy from before you and said, destroy. And so Israel dwells in security, the fountain of Jacob secluded, in a land of grain and new wine. His heavens also drop down dew. Blessed are you, O Israel. Who is like you? A people saved by the Lord, who is the shield of your help and the sword of your majesty. So your enemies will cringe before you, and you will tread upon their high places. Yes, Israel. Israel is going to walk through many valleys and lower depths than that in its coming days. But before them still is the promise of Moses of a prosperous land and a remnant people governed by God himself. Not just Israel, but all those who have been grafted into that thing called Israel, as you read in the book of Romans. The Psalms saw it much more clearly. Here are the portions, just one-liners from many of their writings. You've got David and Solomon and the sons of Korah. They all join their voices in expectation of a coming kingdom. I'm reading now. I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will make the nations your inheritance, the end of the earth your possession, talking to Jesus. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. But the meek will inherit the land, the earth, and enjoy great peace. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise in the city of our God, his holy mountain. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. All kings will bow down to him, and all nations will serve him. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord. They will bring glory to your name. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. The nations will fear the name of the Lord. All the kings of the earth will revere your glory. For the Lord will rebuild Zion and appear in his glory. And so the name of the Lord will be declared in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. I will give you the land of Canaan. The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion. You will rule in the midst of your enemies. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people his power, giving them the lands of other nations. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has declared it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it. I will bless her with abundant provisions. Now, those men saw a physical kingdom. I understand there's a spiritual kingdom now. I believe in kingdom now, but oh, I believe in kingdom yet to come, and I've just read to you the verses that apply to that, and that's all I'm reading about now, is those verses that tell us that there will be a big time reset when Antichrist is thrown off into the lake of fire, and we start something wonderful with Jesus. Well, he actually will be bound during those 1,000 years. He'll be thrown in the lake of fire afterwards. Well, what did the other prophets see? Much of the following predictions, now that I'm about to read, much of it is used by believers in our own day as applying to themselves. And I said there's some truth there. There is a kingdom now within you and within me. He who has brought the kingdom of God into present-day hearts, though, is the same one who will rule in that day. Kingdom people are kingdom people in every age. But too often a literal physical kingdom is ruled out by these kingdom now folks. But let's just read what it says. In Isaiah, Jerusalem will be called a city of righteousness, a faithful city. Is that what Jerusalem's called today? No. Has it ever been that? No. Transgressors will be crushed. Have they been? No. The mountain of the Lord's house will be established as the chief of the mountains and will be raised above the hills, and all the nations will stream to it. Is that happening now? Can God lie? No. Many people will come and say, come, let's go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. Ever heard that going on? No, but it's coming. The law will go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and he will judge between the nations. That sounds like Matthew 25. He'll render decisions for many peoples. They will hammer their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation. Never again will they learn war. That hasn't happened yet, folks. I guess you know. But it will. In that day, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth will be the pride and the adornment of the survivors of Israel. It will come about that he who is left in Zion and remains in Jerusalem will be called holy. God's going to reign from that city and gather himself to himself a holy people that will reign from that city. Oh, you have so much to look forward to. Why are you depressed today? Then the Lord will create over the whole area of Mount Zion and over her assemblies a cloud by day. That sounds familiar. Even smoke. and the brightness of a flaming fire by night, for over all the glory will be a canopy. There'll be a shelter to give shade from the heat by day, and refuge and protection from the storm and the rain. What a wonderful kingdom is coming. A child will be born to us. A son will be given to us. That's the Christmas story. And the government will rest on his shoulders. Suddenly it's the millennial story. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There'll be no end to the increase of his government of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. And now the king of this kingdom, it says in Isaiah, a shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what his eyes see, nor make a decision by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he will judge the poor, and decide with fairness for the afflicted of the earth. And he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Now I know that some of that happened when he was here, but not all of that, for sure. So we're going to have a real earth with real people and animals, just like after the creation, but no violence. Listen to this. And the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little boy will lead them. And the cow and the bear will graze. Their young will lie down together. The lion will eat straw like an ox. The nursing child will play by the hole of the cobra. The weaned child will put his hand on the viper's den. They will not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That hasn't happened. And no end time revival is going to make it happen. No, no. The end time is getting worse and worse according to scriptures. Jesus will bring the revival with him. And Jesus, by the way, will be in charge. In that day, the nations will resort to the root of Jesse, Jesus, who will stand as a signal for the peoples. His resting place will be glorious. In that day, you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Make them remember that his name is exalted. Let this be known throughout the earth. On that day, the deaf will hear the words of a book. Out of their gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind will see. The afflicted also will increase their gladness in the Lord, and the needy of mankind will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Yeah, I know that's what he did when he was here, but it's going to be multiplied. And all who are intent on doing evil will be cut off. Jacob shall not now be ashamed. They will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob. Those who err in mind will know the truth, and those who criticize will accept instruction. You see, Satan will be bound. Men will be free. It'll be a normal earth with abnormal prosperity. He will give you rain for the seed which you will sow in the ground. Bread from the yield of the ground. It will be rich and plenteous. On that day your livestock will graze in a roomy pasture. Also the oxen and the donkeys which work the ground will eat salted fodder, which has been winnowed with shovel and fork. There's going to be regular, normal life going on the planet. Abnormal leadership from Jerusalem compared to today. But somewhat normal life, but a holy righteousness all over the earth. A right way to do things. Jesus will show us how we could have had it all along if we had all listened to him. But now we all will. You will have songs in the night when you keep the festival, and gladness of heart as when one marches to the sound of the flute, to go to the mountain of the Lord, to the rock of Israel. One of many clues that the kingdom is going to be oh so Jewish. Oh yeah, it's Israel that's going to reign. And you need to be a part of that. I'm not getting any theories here. I'm just saying we are all grafted into a tree called Israel. And in some way we will participate in Israel's future. All the nations will be there. But Jesus, the Jewish man, will be in charge. The Lord will cause his voice of authority to be heard, and the descending of his arm to be seen in fierce anger, and in the flame of a consuming fire, in cloudburst, downpour, and hailstones. Behold, a king will reign righteously, and princes will rule justly. Each will be like a refuge from the wind and a shelter from the storm, like streams of water in a dry country, like the shade of a huge rock in a parched land. Indeed, the government is going to be on his shoulders for sure. Then the eyes of those who see will not be blinded, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The mind of the hasty will discern the truth. The tongue of the stammerers will hasten to speak clearly. No longer will the fool be called noble, or the rogue be spoken of as generous. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness will abide in the fertile field. And the work of righteousness will be peace, and the service of righteousness, quietness and confidence forever. Yeah, even spiritual blindness will be absent in those days, not just physical. Then my people will live in a peaceful habitation, and in secure dwellings, and in undisturbed resting places. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty. Your eyes will see Jerusalem, an undisturbed habitation, a tent which will not be folded. Its stakes will never be pulled up, nor any of its cords be torn apart. But there, the majestic one, the Lord, will be for us a place of rivers and wide canals on which no boats with oars will go, and on which no mighty ship will pass. The wilderness and the desert will be glad. The Arabah will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It will blossom profusely and rejoice with rejoicing and shout of joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. I know some of this has happened now, but oh, far greater then. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute will shout for joy, as when he was here the first time. For waters will break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the Arabah. The scorched land will become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals, its resting place, grass becomes reeds and rushes. A highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the Highway of Holiness. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for him who walks that way. And fools will not wander on it. No lion will be there, nor will any vicious beast go up on it. These will not be found there. But the redeemed will walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord will return and come with joyful shouting to Zion, with everlasting joy upon their heads. They will find gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Indeed, the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and her wilderness he will make like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord, Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and sound of a melody. All your sons will be taught of the Lord, and the well-being of your sons will be great. In righteousness you'll be established. You'll be far from oppression, for you will not fear, and from terror, for it will not come near you. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that accuses you in judgment you will condemn. I know, they love to use that verse for today. But weapons formed against us prosper today. They do. In every persecuted land, look at the weapons that are formed against Christians. They are prospering, folks. But not then. Not then. Another day is coming. You'll go out with joy. You'll be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy before you. All the trees of the field will clap their hands. This is nature as it was meant to be. Instead of the thorn bush, the cypress will come up. Instead of the nettle, the myrtle will come up. It will be a memorial to the Lord for an everlasting sign which will not be cut off. The foreigners or Gentiles who join themselves to the Lord to minister to Him and to love the name of the Lord, to be His servants, everyone who keeps from profaning the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant, even those I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar. For my house will be called a house of prayer for all the peoples. So this is God's order, God's original plan. It's all going to be carried out. Foreigners will build up your walls. Their kings will minister to you. Your gates will be open continually. They'll not be closed day or night, so that men may bring to you the wealth of the nations with their kings led in procession. For the nation and the kingdom which will not serve you will perish, and the nations will be utterly ruined. Yeah, the kingdom is going to include nations all over the world under the administration of the Jerusalem king and the saints that he appoints to office. The glory of Lebanon will come to you, the juniper, the box tree, the cypress together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. The sons of those who afflicted you will bow themselves at the soles of your feet. They'll call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Violence will not be heard again in your land, nor devastation or destruction within your borders. But you will call your walls salvation, and your gates praise. Then all your people will be righteous. They will possess the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. The smallest one will become a clan, the least one a mighty nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former devastations. They'll repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Yes, the tribulation's going to have an awful effect on the world. Kingdom age people are going to be doing a lot of rebuilding, including the rebuilding of the people who, even in our country today, are tearing things down. So much will be rebuilt. Strangers will stand and pasture your flocks. Foreigners will be your farmers and your vine dressers. But you'll be called the priests of the Lord. You'll be spoken of as ministers of our God. You'll eat the wealth of nations, and in their riches you will boast. Glorious time coming. Natural childbirth is coming. During that time, marriage, all the normal things of life will continue, but with honest and powerful oversight. Their offspring will be known among the nations, their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them will recognize them because they are the offspring whom the Lord has blessed. The nations will see your righteousness and all kings your glory. And you shall be called by a new name which the mouth of the Lord will designate. You will also be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. No longer will there be an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his days. For the youth will die at the age of 100. For the one who does not reach the age of 100 will be thought accursed. Yeah, the enemy known as death is still going to be present during the millennium, but it won't be allowed to dominate like it did before. That enemy will be destroyed after the millennium. They'll build houses and inhabit them. They'll also plant vineyards and eat their fruit. As the lifetime of a tree, so will be the days of my people, and my chosen ones will wear out the work of their hands. They will not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. Before they call, I will answer. While they're still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will graze together. The lion will eat straw like the ox. The dust will be the serpent's food. They'll do no harm or evil in all my holy mountain. I will extend peace to Jerusalem like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you in Jerusalem. I will set a sign among them. I will send survivors from them to the nations. Tarshish and Put and Lud and Meshech, Tubal and Javan, to the distant coastlands that have neither heard my fame nor seen my glory. They'll declare my glory among the nations. Did you know that evangelism is going to continue even into the millennium? Then they shall bring all your brethren from all the nations as a grain offering to the Lord, on horses, in chariots, in litters, on mules, and on camels, to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, just as the sons of Israel bring their grain offerings in a clean vessel to the house of the Lord. I will also take some of them for priests and for Levites. And it shall be from new moon to new moon and from Sabbath to Sabbath, all mankind will come to bow down before me. Wow, believers will be in charge with Jesus. But all inhabitants of the world are going to worship the King in Jerusalem somehow. Life will be about Jesus in that day, as it should be now for you and for me. Then they will go forth and look on the corpses of the men who have transgressed against me, for their worm will not die, and their fire will not be quenched, and they will be an abhorrence to all mankind. Yes, sinners will still go to fiery torment. A constant warning will be visible to all. Now, folks, that was just Isaiah. Listen to me. You're going to hear a preacher one of these days, if you haven't heard him already, he's going to stand before you and take one of those verses, maybe one half of one of those verses, and tell you, now this is for today. All this kingdom stuff in the book of Isaiah is for today. And I'll give you as an example one little line. Folks, get it all. I've just read to you just about everything in Isaiah that has to do with the coming kingdom, and it's not just for today. Oh, no. There's a literal kingdom coming. Don't let people twist the scriptures. They've taken so many of these different things that I just read, and they've twisted them to make them a fit for today. And it just doesn't work. Get excited about what's coming. Yes, there's good stuff here, but it's just the down payment. There's big stuff coming. Get excited about your heavenly home that will be on earth. And this doesn't even tell you what's coming after the earth goes into its final reset. No, this is just the one after Antichrist. Oh, well, enough for today. Amen. Thank you so much for being here. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.